Mentor Thursday, episode 13. My name is Queen Rafi, and this is my podcast, Queen Rafi Space. And on this episode of Thursday, we're going to be visiting the seventh largest country in Africa. Yes, this country with a population of over 27 million as at 2017 census has a dialing code of +244. And it is no other than Angola. Yes, Angola. The official language of this country is Portuguese, and they have co-official languages such as Chokwe, Kikongo, Kimbundu, and Mbundu. The capital of Angola is known as Luanda, which is commonly called the Paris of Africa, and this title was given to it because of the city's sophisticated culture and atmosphere. The flag of this country comprises of the color red, black, a yellow half gear wheel, and a cutlass across it with a yellow star as well. Angola has quite a lot of mineral resources as well as petroleum resources. In fact, they are the second largest producer of crude oil and diamond in sub-Sahara Africa. The local currency in Angola is called the Kwanza, and the culture of Angolans is predominantly African, even though the Portuguese culture has sort of had a little bit of influence on the country in terms of religion and language. The diverse ethnic communities such as the Irumbundu, Ambundu, Bakongo, Chokwe, and Mbunda, and so many other ones have sort of shaped their culture, traits, tradition, languages, and even the cities are basically a population of mixed cultures since their colonial times. The Angolan music is also very special. It is called the Angolan Semba, which is kind of practiced by Brazilians right now, but is known as Samba in the Brazilian culture. The Angolan Semba is actually danced to for different occasions and is commonly called the music of the sea. That's quite something, right? Basketball is actually the most popular sport in Angola, and the country has excelled very well in this sport. Yeah, they've won the Afro Basket 11 times, holding the record for the most titles in that particular competition. And of course, this has made them to feature a lot in the FIBA World Cup. The name of the country, Angola, can you guess where that came from? It actually means king, and it came from an Angola. It came from a word called Angola, which is from the Kimbundu language. There are lots of amazing places to visit in Angola, I have to tell you that one. Tourist locations to visit are a lot. They have quite a lot of national parks, but this one known as the Kisama National Park is a wildlife sanctuary that has used amazing natural settings to preserve many African species. We get to see their growing population of buffaloes, elephants, and even sea turtles. And just in 2000, they received 10 elephants by airmail from Russia. Another beautiful place that you have to go to that is so natural and spectacular in Angola is known as the Tundavala Fissure. This place can be found between the cities of Lubango and Namibe at an elevation of over 2,600 meters above sea level. And at this height, oh my god, the views are amazing and phenomenal. And you get to see one of the most beautiful naturally occurring vistas that Africa has to offer. Also on Tundavala, you get to see patches of savanna, grass, and forest landscape. There is also something called the Mythical Lake that can be found in Moziko, Eastern Angola. It is the largest lake in the country and serves as a very important tourist spot. Apparently, the waves of this lake actually flow eastward, and the myth around it is that it flows that way so as to discourage people from fishing in it. Situated in Lundasol is another beautiful waterfall called the Dala Waterfalls that is actually 60 meters high, and the spectacular scene that it conjures comes with mist and spray created from the crashing water on the rocks below it. that. If you're a lover of adventure, this is a really good place for you to visit. And that's not all, because if you like wildlife, Angola has so much to offer when it comes to this particular forest known as the Maiombe Forest, which is the most spectacular natural area in Angola. This place is actually commonly referred to, which is well fitting, as the Amazon of Africa. The forest is a fantastic location for people who love wildlife, because there's hundreds of rare species that you get to see. And guess what? They are very unique to just this particular forest. Animals that you will see there include the gorilla, elephant, chimpanzees, rare birds and butterflies. And even the wood in this particular forest is as rare as the animals. The wood available in this place include the ebony and the mahogany. Finally, on this podcast, a national park again that you have to see is the Kangadala National Park. Yes, it is the smallest of all the parks in Angola, but it still has so much to offer. This place is actually home to the amazing giant Sabo antelope, which is the rarest antelope in the world and is actually the national symbol of Angola. The park is well served with road and access and airports within the province. Angola is a really beautiful place for you to visit, and with everything I said, I am just glad I did research about Angola, and I hope that you enjoyed as well. And if you're ever traveling down to Africa, put Angola on that list. You're definitely going to have a swell time in all of the national parks and waterfalls and beautiful cities that they have to offer. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Tour Thursday. Share with your family and friends, and for any feedback, reach me on my email, queenraffyspacepodcast@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.